The Democrats did the meme because the Democrats are memes. The everyone I don't like is Hitler meme. And the big October surprise, which is just a recycled story that they've been spewing for the last 8 years. Although last night they did drop another piece of disinformation attempting to tie Donald Trump to the perhaps second most despised person in history next to Adolf Hitler, which I'll get into in a moment. This meme, inspired from a scene from Mad Men, clearly illustrates what their plan is. He's wearing a Harris Walls fake hunter's cap with the plan to call Donald Trump Adolf Hitler. This as part of Operation Mockingbird, with John Kelly and General Mark Milley all saying that Donald Trump loves Hitler, repeatedly, constantly praised him. Total fake news. Like I said, this was a recycled story from, well, the last 8 years, but also from 2 years ago, where they tried to float this piece of disinfo saying that Donald Trump wanted the Pentagon generals to be like the Nazis. So, of course, Camelface repeated the lies in a fake press conference, which she didn't take any questions from, just coming out to read her statement from the teleprompter.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans.
They're saying this about a man who loves Jews, a man who actual neo-Nazis, and there are a few in America, actually hate because he is so close with them and supports Israel so much. If Donald Trump actually did admire Hitler, then the actual Nazis would actually admire him, but they despise him because they're very upset that he is too pro-Zionist. And it was 1 year ago this week that these same disinformation agents floated this hilarious fake news, claiming that Republicans have floated a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden won't be on the ballot. Well, it looks like the conspiracy theorists were right again. Do we even need to take a trip down memory lane of all of the clearly fake news that they have tried to smear Donald Trump with, when many years later, even Snopes finally admits that the hoax about Donald Trump claiming that there were very fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville event was fake news? They continuously repeat the claim that Donald Trump is, quote, threatening a bloodbath in the streets of America if he loses, when he clearly was using a common economic analogy about a bloodbath in the auto industry if Camelface wins, if he is not able to put the tariffs on imports like he hopes. And then there was the classic Russia hoax, which culminated in a dud of a report and a humiliating testimony by Robert Mueller, a befuddled old man who didn't even know the first thing about the investigation. And the same people who are claiming that Donald Trump loves Adolf Hitler are the same people that claimed, lied, that the Hunter Biden laptop and the emails that it contained were Russian disinformation, when they knew very well at the time that it was completely legitimate. And last night they dropped what they're hoping to be a double whammy of disinformation, since most people are just rolling their eyes at the fake news about Donald Trump admiring Hitler and his generals, having a copy of Mein Kampf on his nightstand next to his bed. The London Guardian broke this disinfo last night that had been shopped around for some time, that is so ridiculous and obviously false that not even CNN or MSNBC or BuzzFeed would touch it, and that Donald Trump met with Jeffrey Epstein, who brought him a model, and then they played a twisted game with her. Just 24 hours earlier, journalist Mark Halpern, who used to be a contributor for MSNBC, revealed that there had been a very salacious fake news story being shopped around that he said he didn't believe, but if true, would sink Donald Trump's campaign.
These last 2 weeks are going to be filled with things like this. And I can tell you, without going into detail, that I've been pitched a story about Donald Trump now for about a week, that if true would end his campaign. And there's all sorts of things like that flying around. I'm not the only one who's been pitched it.
again, he added that he doesn't believe that it's true because it's not true. It's absolutely ridiculous. Here is the liar, unable to make eye contact, which is a big tell that someone is lying. Stacey Williams, a former model 30 years ago, said that Jeffrey Epstein brought her to Donald Trump's house so that they could abuse her.
When Jeffrey looked at me and said, you know, let's go stop by and see Trump. And so we went to Trump Tower and went up the elevator. And moments later, Trump was greeting us. And
her nonverbal language is screaming, liar.
And he pulled me into him and started groping me. He put his hands all over my.
He never did anything. You probably never even met him. You liar. So now that the London Guardian has sunk so low and published this ridiculous, obvious fake news, it'll be interesting to see if the Clown News Network and MSDNC actually repeat these ridiculous claims, or they may actually ignore them because they may be concerned that they are so ridiculous that it's just going to cause people to support Donald Trump even more and to have even less credibility themselves. Of course, Clown News and MSNBC won't even allow any negative criticism or allegations about Kamala Harris or her oddball husband, Doug Emhoff, to be uttered.
I got to tell you, this campaign is so everything that's said about Donald Trump and his treatment of women and the gender gap in this campaign. This rapper, who I fully admit sold a lot of records, if you've read some of the things he has said about the promotion of domestic violence.
He's talking about Eminem introducing Kamala in Detroit the other day.
No. What he said, if you're famous, Bakari, you can grab him by the...
Bakari, I listened to your entire...
Oh, but Donald Trump, not even allowing him to finish his sentence.
Entire filibuster. If you could just give me 13 seconds.
I give you 12 because he said grab him by the...
And so when you think about the things he has said in order to sell those records, and you also consider some of the questions that are swirling around Harris's own husband in this regard.
Oh, my God.
You
don't even get 12 seconds. I'm not going to let you go into the far end of BS.
I can't
represent you in the defamation case.
We're going to stop here for a second.
We're going to stop you right there from daring to say anything negative about Kamala Harris or the second gentleman. And surprisingly, there are some reporters in the mainstream media who are asking Kamala Harris actual questions, like this woman from NBC News.
Can you say that you were honest with the American people about what you saw in those moments with President Biden as you were with him again and again, repeatedly in that time?
When his obvious mental decline became a serious concern.
Of course. Joe Biden is an extremely accomplished, experienced and capable in every way that anyone would want if they're president.
You never saw anything like what happened at the debate night behind closed doors with him?
It was a bad debate. People have bad debates.
If it was just a bad debate, then why was there a coup in the Democrat Party that literally forced him out of the race?
But that's the reason why you're here, and he's not running for the top of the ticket.
Well, you'd have to ask him if that's the only reason why.
What do you think?
I am running for president of the United States. Joe Biden is not. And my presidency will be about bringing a new generation of leadership to America.
Back to the talking points, dodging the question. Would you like to share any more of your brilliance with us, Camelface?
I was just with one of the leaders, and I think opinion leaders in the Republican Party, Liz Cheney.
But is there anything more pathetic than seeing a hardcore rapper like Eminem do this?
Going into this election, the spotlight is on us more than ever, and I think it's important to use your voice. So I'm encouraging everybody to get out and vote, please. I also think that people shouldn't be afraid to express their opinions. And I don't think anyone wants an America where people are worried about retribution or what people will do if you make your opinion known.
Now, of course, he's projecting because it's Donald Trump supporters who are largely afraid to make their opinion known because of the severe retribution that comes towards us. But in his twisted mind and in his talking points, he is framing the situation as if you shouldn't be afraid to say that you're supporting Kamala Harris. It's okay. It's safe. Just do it.
I think Vice President Harris supports a future for this country where these freedoms and many others will be protected and upheld.
That's why you have an 80 IQ and you sound like a retard. Meanwhile, Geraldo Rivera is applying for a job on MSNBC, saying that he is sorry that he didn't denounce Trump sooner.
And I am so disappointed in my kind of blindness, because when push came to shove, he was revealed by his own action to be exactly the person that his critics were saying that he was.
You feel bad. You feel some friendships
and all the rest.
But you're sharing. You feel contrite to some degree about that versus now.
Contrition, I don't know if that's the right word. Embarrassed is another word.
You feel embarrassed?
That's what he just said, moron.
I feel, you know.
He needs a job to pay the alimony to his four ex-wives. That's not a joke, by the way. He really does have four ex-wives. But on a positive note, it looks like Joe Rogan has finally come around, or really tested the water and felt that it was safe to sit down and talk to Donald Trump. Scheduled to be on his podcast tomorrow. At least they're recording it tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to actually post it tomorrow, if they're going to schedule it to be posted next week. But finally, after all of his other peers, from Theo Vaughn and Tucker Carlson and the Nelk Boys, all had Donald Trump on their podcast, Logan Paul, now Joe Rogan finally feels it's okay to platform him. This after stating on Lex Fridman's podcast that he had numerous opportunities to have him on and he didn't want to help him in any way. So that will be interesting, especially to see how Joe Rogan tries to appease his Hollywood friends by standing up to Donald Trump. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. And if you're a regular viewer, please share links to these videos on your social media accounts, because we're going to have to manually bypass YouTube's visibility restrictions and shadow banning. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.